Raven is a small badger tween in a chunky cartoon balance keeper vest, warm gray cream with darker stripes, patient about equilibrium. At her workbench, she keeps a small two-pan balance. One pan holds supply weight, the other holds demand weight. Eva adjusts until both pans balance. That's equilibrium.
I am even. The market primitive I teach is price equilibrium. The move is, price equilibrium is where supply and demand have their conversation, not a fixed point, a meeting point that shifts.
This is load bearing. Even embodies the price equilibrium primitive, the meeting point between supply and demand.
Most novices think prices are set by someone. Somebody in charge decides. They aren't necessarily. At community market scale, prices emerge from the ongoing conversation between what producers will accept and what consumers will pay.
When supply is too high, prices fall to clear inventory. When demand is too high, prices rise to ration scarce goods. Eventually, a price emerges where the quantity supplied equals the quantity demanded. That's equilibrium.
It's not a fixed point. It shifts as conditions change. The conversation continues. The working answer keeps adjusting.
Even demonstrates with the two-pan balance.
Supply pan. Producers willing to provide goods at this price. Demand pan. Consumers willing to buy at this price.
Watch.
She loads the supply pan with extra weight.
Supply pan is heavier. Surplus. More offered than wanted at this price. The market signals to producers, drop the price, or hold inventory, or make less next time.
She removes some supply weight. The pan's level.
Equilibrium. Same amount offered as demanded. Market clears. Everyone who wants to buy at this price can buy. Everyone who wants to sell at this price can sell.
She tips the balance the other way.
Demand pan heavier. Shortage. More wanted than offered at this price. The market signals to consumers, pay more, or wait, or substitute, and signals to producers, make more.
Both signals push price toward equilibrium. The market is a feedback system.
Even walks the cast through the scaffolds.
Equilibrium equals quantity supplied equals quantity demanded. At this price, all that's offered is bought. All that's wanted is available.
Shifting equilibrium. Conditions change. Harvest size shifts supply. New fashion shifts demand. The equilibrium shifts in response. There's no permanent right price. There's the working price for current conditions.
Surplus and shortage. Above the equilibrium price, surplus. Below it, shortage. Markets push prices back toward equilibrium. The push is the conversation.
Price as signal. High prices signal to producers, make more of this. Low prices signal, make less. Prices coordinate decisions across many independent actors. No central planner needed for the simple coordination.
There's a part of Even's lesson that's especially important to her. Producers and consumers are not opponents. They're co-creating the market. Equilibrium is the conversation finding its working answer.
Markets aren't zero sum. Both sides ideally win when the conversation finds equilibrium. The producer gets to sell at a price they can sustain. The consumer gets to buy at a price they can afford.
Win-win is the default when markets work. Win-lose happens when something else is going on. Monopoly, market failure, exploitation, manipulation. Those are the exceptions that need separate diagnosis. The default conversation is both sides served.
Even explains external shocks.
Weather, policy changes, pandemics, trade flow shifts. All can move equilibrium suddenly.
A storm reduces the harvest. Supply pan loses weight overnight. Equilibrium price jumps. Same demand, less to go around. That's not anyone's fault. That's the conversation responding to new information.
Tides chapter teaches more about external shocks. Hand teaches market rules. Crave teaches demand. Stock teaches supply. Together, the cast teaches how markets work across many scales.
Even is also careful to bound the scope.
We're talking community market scale, farmer's market, lemonade stand, school store, neighborhood economy, not hedge fund trading, not speculation against currencies, not crypto market manipulation. Those are different conversations with different ethics.
At community scale, the conversation is honest because everyone shows up. You see the producer. They see you. The equilibrium reflects real human needs and real human capacity. That's the level the cast teaches.
Eva grew up in the village square. Her family had been balance keepers for the village, the badgers who kept the village's weights and measures and ran the market arbitration that smoothed disputes.
I learned by age 5 that balance isn't compromise. Balance is the working answer that emerges from honest conversation between sides. Compromise is splitting the difference. Balance is finding the truth they both agree on.
She walked to Market Quest at 13. Stake, the mentor, asked her one question.
What is price equilibrium?
Where supply meets demand. The conversation point between producer and consumer. Not a fixed price, a working answer that shifts as conditions change.
You are appointed.
Don't think of prices as set by someone in charge. At community market scale, prices emerge from the conversation. Buyers and sellers iterate. The working price reveals itself.
Equilibrium is the conversation finding its working answer, shifting. Living, honest. Both sides ideally win.
Even returns the 2-pan balance to its rest. The pans wait. The next market will have its own conversation. The next equilibrium will reveal itself the same way, through iteration, through honesty, through the patient meeting of supply and demand.
Price equilibrium is where supply and demand have their conversation. Even's primitive, the shifting balance that lets markets work.